This is Lewis Navalier. It is Friday, March 27th. Well, folks, I don't want you to be surprised by the pullback today because we did have an incredible rebound in the market this week, the biggest rebound I ever remember. And so that was the good news. The bad news is there was a lot of short covering under the surface, and so a lot of the low-quality stocks actually did incredible. Now, don't be upset about short covering. That's how bear markets end, with short covering rallies. But what we really need is the quality stocks to lead the way. And right now, the quality stocks that are still okay to buy and have been leading since a week ago Thursday are the dividend stocks. Clearly, you know, if you can get a good dividend yield and above the treasury yields, everybody's snapping those stocks up, and that's still going on today. So that's good news. The other good news is the Fed still remains in control of interest rates. The 10-year treasury is about, as I speak to you, 0.76. That's down from yesterday, so that's good. And the 3-month treasury bill yield is negative. So interesting times we're in. The we're getting a lot of economic news. Consumer sentiment obviously had its is now at a 4-year low. This is the University of Michigan preliminary, and we just had the biggest drop in 50 years in that index. So we'll see what the conference board says on their consumer sentiment, but I suspect it'll be similar. The main thing I want to stress is that the dividend stocks have bottomed. The growth stocks just need guidance from the analysts, and we really need positive guidance. Now, the problem is a lot of companies are suspending their guidance because they don't know. So that may be why I'm not seeing all the analyst cuts I'm expecting, because no one knows what's going on. As far as restarting the economy by Easter, okay, taking a lot of restrictions off, you know, it's looking less likely, but it looks like some parts of the country might have relief, okay? So we will see what happens. But obviously, New York is going to be on lockdown probably well into May, and so it's interesting times we're in. The other thing I want to talk to you about is the dividend yields. The dividend yields on the Dow and S&P have fallen because they rallied a lot this week. So let's just start with the Dow. Right now it's yielding 3.37. That's still very good compared to the 10-year Treasury at 0.76. The S&P's dividend yield is 2.54 compared to the 10-year Treasury at 0.76. So the dividend stocks are going to continue to lead the market higher. There's obviously been some high-profile dividend cuts and eliminations. I think the most encouraging thing I've seen is there's been a lot of insider buying in the recent weeks, and that the Wall Street Journal had an excellent article on that. So that's a good sign. So if the insiders are buying, they obviously see the light at the end of the tunnel, and they know their stocks are good near-term buys. So the other thing I want to comment on is why the markets tend to go down on Fridays is there's a weekend and there's going to be more cases, more news and all that stuff. And we now have high profile people getting the virus, like Prince Charles, Prime Minister Boris Johnson. So we hope they all recover because it'll give people a lot of hope. You know, Boris Johnson's 55 and I think Prince Charles 72. So Prince Charles might be a bit more vulnerable. So we'll see how all this works out. There's also an aircraft carrier with, I think, 23 people tested positive. So that's going to be a bit of a tragedy. So that the aircraft carrier has to dock and everybody has to get tested. So fascinating times we're in. And but the main thing is that the Fed's fully in control. We're not going to have any spikes on bond yields anymore, okay? And on Treasury bond yields. And now that we know that Treasury bond yields are stable, all the investors are aggressively buying the dividend stocks, and dividend stocks will not retest the lows. As far as growth stocks retesting the lows, that's going to be interesting. I personally think it may not happen because we've had so much panic selling and capitulation, and I think everybody's just exhausted now. So, but I do think we need some positive guidance, and I do hope that parts of the country, the restrictions are slowly lifted so we can start to get back to normal. Again, any hot spot, New York, New Orleans, whether they've had a breakout, it's probably going to have to remain restricted. And there's some other interesting things going on. You may know that oil prices are very low. They might break $20 a barrel. The reason is when they passed the over $2 billion stimulus package, they did not put in the relief for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That's what President Trump wanted. It didn't get in. And so thanks to the House of Representatives, the oil industry has had a bit of a relapse. It's getting very interesting out there in the oil patch because Saudi Arabia has not been able to sell oil at discount prices to some of the countries they wanted to. So they're getting very frustrated. We are also about to run out of storage and places to put oil in the next 3 to 4 months. So that's going to be really interesting too, okay? It's kind of hard to pump oil if there's nowhere to put it. So fascinating times we're in. The big risk to the economy is deflation, okay? Falling asset prices. That is a central banker's worst nightmare. So it's absolutely crucial the economy gets restarted sooner than later. And hopefully that will be happening sometime in April and for some parts of the country. And then again, for New York, New Orleans, other places with outbreaks, they're going to have to, you know, remain with all the restrictions. Of course, a lot of this is going to be up to the state governors and all, and we'll see. But there is hope here, folks. As far as I'm concerned, the dividend stocks are leading the market higher. That has been happening since a week ago Thursday. That's all due to the Fed having full control. My growth stocks, I'm going to be watching the analyst community very, very carefully. If I see analysts cut estimates, I'm probably going to have to sell some growth stocks. I'm expecting to become more concentrated, more diversified. Even though I'm getting more concentrated, I'm adding more international stocks because we have this recovery underway in Asia and the Asian stocks are showing up. I'll be doing my research on the weekend, as I always do. I'll be curious if I continue to find more Asian stocks because they're over the hump and on the road to recovery. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just wanted to update you. Fascinating times we're in, but the dividend stocks are leading the way. And as soon as these restrictions get lifted, I think you'll see a lot of growth stocks really take off. I keep promising these podcasts to tell you when, as a growth investor, to jump in. And I'm expecting that'll be early April, could be the second week of April, but I will let you know when I think the best time to buy growth stocks is, and I'll be making that call in future podcasts. So that's for new money. I know a lot of you already have money in the market. All right, folks, take care. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions, and enjoy the weekend.